This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 256. What to say if you don't have an opinion on an IELTS speaking part 3 question.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Sometimes on the IELTS Speaking Part 3, you get a question out of left field that you don't have an opinion on. What should you do? Find out today. What's up, Jessica?
What's up, Buttercup? I like saying that.
I'll tell you what's up. I've got a big physical challenge coming up tomorrow. Ooh. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Cool. Serious physical challenge. For some reason, I like this idea of self-torture. And I signed up for this crazy AMC hike, which is 20 miles. 20-mile hike tomorrow.
No,
I'm gonna be hiking
way
all day long. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know why I signed up for it. I just like the idea of like finishing up a day and being like, I hiked 20 miles today.
That's amazing. So yeah. I've never done anything like that before. So that would take all day.
Yeah, it's like it's in Western Mass. I think it's called like the Robert Frost Trail or something. It's not a mountain hike. It's not an elevation gain. It's like less than 1,000 feet elevation gain. So it's more like small hills.
Uh-huh.
But it's just straight walking.
Oh, geez.
All day. Like we're starting at 8 and we're gonna finish at 6. I'm not ready for it.
Whoa.
Like I'm so not ready.
What's the most you've hiked before?
Well, a few years back, I did the Camino de Santiago, and that was about 12 miles a day for a month. So,
whoa,
actually,
awesome.
I've never hiked 20 miles in one day before.
Oh my
god,
this is gonna be so
cool.
Be
a first for me.
Have you like? Did you do this on a whim, or did you like? Have you been training for it, or was it let's do this? Okay,
no, like I saw it on the list of trips, and I was like, that'll be kind of cool. So I just signed up
a month ago,
and now it's here tomorrow.
So when you are doing something like this, like, are you listening to podcasts or music the whole time, or are you going to be like talking to people the whole time?
Yeah, I won't be listening to anything. I'll probably be chatting, but then like at some point, I think people are going to get so tired. We're going to get in our zone where you get in your personal zone where you're just like, I can't stand this, or I'm in pain, but like you kind of zone out a bit, or maybe you get super focused in on yourself and your body.
Yeah.
And so it'll be a little chatting, but not too much.
Yeah. At a certain point. I mean, you can't, can you like talk from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m? I don't think so.
No,
well, maybe we
not
could.
Really? I mean, most of these people are pretty cool. They're outdoorsy types. And obviously these guys are probably in really good shape. I'll probably be at the end of the group. And
there's definitely going to be people that are not prepared, and you guys are going to bond over that. And you guys are going to be like, what the heck were we thinking? Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well, I can't wait like for the report next week on how this went.
I'll definitely give you the report. If I'm still alive, I'll give you the report.
And guys, if you do not hear Lindsay next week, it'll just be me. And, you know, we'll get together some, best wishes cards, and you guys can mail them to her in the hospital.
Come to my funeral, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, geez. It'll be fine.
Oh,
so,
no,
yeah, I'll give you the
awesome
update next time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, cool. So, we're going to talk about something that actually comes up from students. Like, if we're asked about something in speaking part 3 or writing task 2, right? These are the places on the exam where you have to express your opinions. But what if you're asked about something that A, you don't have an opinion on because you've seriously never thought about it before, or maybe you've never thought about it before because you don't care?
Yeah.
You know, we know that in order to get good scores, you have to express strong opinions. So Lindsay and I found some questions that like we seriously just do not care about. We've never thought about these things before. And these questions mirror stuff that might come up in speaking part three or writing task two, because sometimes you're just thrown
these curveballs
from left field. Something came out of left field.
Yeah, love that. There's so many baseball idioms, references.
Two idioms for you guys. If you're thrown a curveball, or if something comes out of left field, it means this is an idea that just came out of nowhere. Like you have no idea where this came from. And this does happen on the exam. There's some weird questions.
Yeah. It's so funny when you're waiting for a question, you expect to be important to you and you're ready to talk about it. Right. And then a random question comes up and you're like, well, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. What do I do? So what do we do? Like you've said, it's important to express strong opinions. So how do we make ourselves have a strong opinion on something that we don't?
So I think let's go to our strategy of just being honest right away. And then you could just make up a strong opinion. So let's kind of combine these two strategies because you have to buy yourself some time if this happens to form something in your head. And we can do that by being honest right away, just being like, oh my God. And let's use these idioms, just like what that, okay, so that came out of left field. But if I have to have an opinion on this, I would say blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so be honest first, tell them that you're surprised, you're shocked by the question, and then get over that quickly.
Yeah.
And say something.
Yeah. Okay. So let's try this strategy out. Let's see if we can do some good examples here.
One of our greatest success stories in Three Keys IELTS is Renata from Brazil. She said that the thing that made our course different was the personal support and the answers to your questions that we answer in the Facebook group. Guys, as soon as you join the Three Keys IELTS success system, you get to join our private closed Facebook group where you can ask us any question you want anytime. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in now. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
So I'll ask you one of the questions and Jessica, you can ask me the other one, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay. So Jessica, here's your question. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Should teachers have to wear uniforms or have a dress code?
Oh my God. That's sort of a curveball, to be honest. Like I've literally never thought about that before. I guess if I have to have an opinion on this, I would say definitely no uniforms because that would be weird. Like why should teachers wear uniforms? Like they're in the military or they work at a fast food restaurant or something. This is just not a profession that I think needs uniforms. I think if you're already a teacher, you know how to dress appropriately. And if not, then you'll get in trouble, right? And you'll learn your lesson and you will dress appropriately in the future. So my opinion is no.
I like it. I love how you started off by saying, again, as we said, just noting that it's a surprise. Oh, that's quite a curveball,
yeah.
Right? So I was, that was nice. I like that.
Thank you. So guys, this is one of those episodes where you should take notes, right? So far we've given you the strategy and we've given you the idiomatic vocabulary you should put in that strategy. And again, guys, like this isn't going to be something that is every question. So you only need this strategy for one or two questions. So that's why we're only giving you these two idioms because that's all you need.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Nice. And I also like how at the end, Jessica, you summarized. You said, so my opinion is that they should not have uniforms. I mean, you really summed it up nicely.
Yeah. So the examiner loves that, you guys, if you can organize your part three answers like that. Check out our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. There's a recent video on there about how to organize part three answers with examples. So that strategy is covered on our YouTube channel.
Cool. Awesome.
Okay. Love so it. I'm going to ask you a super weird one. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready for something out of left field.
Lindsay, should the elderly receive free bus rides?
Wow. You know what? That question really came out of left field here, but I'm going to do my best. To be honest, I don't believe that the elderly should receive free bus rides because, to be honest, we are paying the bus driver. We're spending money on the bus. to run the bus service. And in the end, everyone should pay their fair way. I understand that people may believe that by the end of your life, you should have some kind of freebies. But at the same time, the bus service is a business and it needs to keep running through the fares that the riders pay. So in the end, I do not believe that the elderly should receive free bus rides.
Nice. One thing I want to pull out of there is that you gave a concession. And this is something I want to talk about in another episode. I have a whole episode about this. But this is another way to fill time, you guys, if you don't have a lot to say about your opinion. Simply recognize the other side. So what Lindsay said was like, no, I don't think so. But like, I understand how some people believe blah, 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 and talk about, you know, like the other opinion does exist and, you know, has some merits. However, I still believe blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, concessions are something you definitely need to practice.
I love that. I love that. Now, that actually does fill time really nicely. I mean, I honestly didn't have a whole lot of other things to say other than that concession.
I know. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah.
The answer's
like,
no.
Old people and bus rides. Okay. Like, that is seriously not a part of my life at all. I don't think about it. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that. So the takeaway is just be clear that it's a surprising question because that's, I think that's also a good opportunity, as we've said, to, you know, use an idiom and impress the examiner right there, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
Our vocabulary score could shoot up right there immediately.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In our course, guys, we tell you exactly how to structure and give you vocabulary and, also for grammar, sentence structures, linking words, how do you organize your answers in part one, part two, part three with the transition phrases and the idioms that impress the examiner. We cover all of that in our online course.
I love it. I love it. This has been an important topic and I'm looking forward to doing the concession episode talking about how to give a concession there in the speaking test, Jessica.
We should do that soon. So, stay tuned for that, guys, because it is very important for speaking part three and even more so for writing task two. So, yes, in the future, concessions soon to come.
Yes, coming up, coming up. All right, guys. So if you're interested in getting to our course, you can always go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and we'll move you step by step through these strategies in a way that will actually get you to your target score. Because unfortunately, I wish it was as easy as just listening to a podcast and grabbing your target score, but it's just not that easy. Life is not that simple.
There's too many things to organize and think about and learn for IELTS. I mean, just everything that the examiner wants, for example, like you guys don't know that. Like only examiners know that and IELTS professionals know that. There's no way for students to get that information unless they actually put in some time, some effort, some money into a course.
Exactly. I mean, the Einstein talks about the definition of insanity being that you do the same thing over and over and you expect different results. So if you're continuing to take this exam using free materials, not investing in a course, why are you expecting a different result?
Exactly.
Don't do that, guys. Yeah. Jump into our course. All right. That's my pitch.
Well, our course is amazing. I have no qualms about saying people should buy our course anymore. I think in the beginning we were like, I don't know, should we? Because we're asking students to spend money. But at this point, we have had hundreds of students go through our course. We have seen so many results that honestly, even I didn't expect all the eights. I didn't it's amazing. So at this point, I'm like, it works, dude. Just buy it, like now.
Exactly. Just at this point, what we're doing was we're just giving you solid advice. Like we know that this is what you need to get your target score. So why wouldn't we tell you about this?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's really what it comes down to. So guys, all right. We hope to see you in the course. If not, back on the podcast very soon. All right, Jessica, I'll see you soon.
Good luck on your hike, man.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Thanks. I'll let you know.
All right. Well,
all right. Take care.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.